I want to talk to you about a new feminism for the 21st century.
Oh, I bet you do.
There are three pillars to this new feminism: dignity, the word no, and men. That's right, men.
Oh. I tell you what, love, I am very interested in hearing what you're going to say about this.
But before I expound on these three ideas, you need to know something about me. I was very involved in the feminist movement.
Oh, back when feminism had a point.
Including being on the board of directors of the National Organization for Women. For this, I feel much pride and some guilt. Pride because feminism has pushed forward some very important and needed changes.
Yeah, there's nothing like putting the other 50% of the human race to work for their corporate masters, is there?
And guilt because it has also done a lot of damage.
I'd like to talk directly to my audience for a second and say, guys, I think we're going to have to give her a shot, because to be honest with you, that's brave. I mean, not many people who are out and out wrong can turn around and say, look, we fucked this up. So I'm going to give this woman some credit and let's see where she spends it.
My work now is to reverse that damage.
Yeah, I'm all down with that, actually. That's fine. Because, you know, this is a proactive attitude. We fucked it up, now we need to fix it. Cool, I am on your side. Let's go.
So in that spirit, let's talk about the first pillar of this new feminism, dignity. Dignity is at the core of what feminism should always be about. Dignity means that a woman should be able to freely choose her own path in life. That's what feminism once held.
Yes, indeed. If there's one thing that feminism's always been about, it's the dignity of women.
But does it still? Ask almost any female college student today what she aspires to be.
Does anyone think these photos even would have been possible in the 50s?
And she'll list any number of career choices. The one she won't list is wife and mother.
To be honest with you, she also leaves off engineer, politician, and architect. But don't worry about that. You are right. Wife and mother isn't on there, just like gender studies teacher isn't on there.
In fact, any time someone has the temerity to suggest that a woman might want to look for a husband while in college, as a very successful Princeton grad recently did in a letter to the school's newspaper, feminists go nuts. A new feminism will value and respect all responsible choices.
Are you trying to create women going their own way? That is very interesting.
And while we're talking about dignity, I can't think of anything less dignified for women than the feminist belief that in the sexual arena, women are like and therefore ought to act like men. Is this what the truly liberated woman wants? To have casual sex and think nothing of it like men do? That's what feminism aspires to? Sad to say, the answer has too often been yes.
Hey, I'm impressed. Fantastic. I think you're actually doing a good job. You have actually identified some real issues in feminism. I just want to say at this point, I feel like I'm talking about Skynet or something. Like it's become self-aware and sentient.
So let's add this up. Feminism has downplayed the desire for women to have a family, while at the same time hyping the rewards of career and casual sex. Not exactly a recipe for success or happiness.
This really does beg the question, why did you all go along with it then? You are talking like this is a completely logical outcome from these actions, and it is. So if it was obvious from the start, why did you all do it?
The second pillar of a new feminism is the word no. It's very much tied in with the first pillar. Throughout history, women have made great use of the word no.
No.
Of course, many times women said yes when they should have said no.
There are literally thousands of these pictures on Google.
And that's the basis of more than a few classic stories and novels. But this was the exception, not the rule. There is great power in that word no, and women, for the most part, knew how to wield that power. But in the last few decades, they've lost it, and the consequences have been catastrophic.
Now, this is where she's actually right on the mark. There is. No is the word that dictates you are exercising your power when a woman is dealing with a man. He's asking for sex. She's saying no. She gets to impose a condition. She is exactly right. Basically, it looks like we might have to start working for pussy. So, naturally, I am opposed to this woman on ideological grounds.
Women who fought not to be treated as sex objects have become more objectified than ever.
It's amazing, isn't it? The more people say, look, that's a stupid idea, the more they do it.
You see it everywhere. In music videos, on billboards, in the hookup culture, on campuses. And now we have the tawdry spectacle of teenage girls sexually pursuing teenage boys the way boys pursued girls.
See, it's about power. It's literally about power. Now the boys are the ones who are saying no, and she's not happy about it. She wants women not working as hard if they don't want to. She has come to the conclusion, finally, that what women have done is actually given up their privileged position in society. It may not have been the most powerful position, it may not have been the most politically influential position, but being woman was definitely a privilege. She knows it. Good for her.
How did this happen?
You know what? That's a really good question. How did this happen? How did so many women get so indoctrinated? Could it have been that gender studies became a popular subject at university for women, who then went on to teach more women about this nonsense, feminist brainwashing bullshit, this ridiculous victim complex where the entire world hates women?
Because feminism began to advocate that women should behave like men. Whatever men did and however they did it, that's what women should do. Feminists were angry at men, but they wanted to be like them at the same time. No wonder our society is so confused.
Spot on, that is exactly correct.
Women are robbing themselves of the ability to say no. The solution is to take that power back.
Called it. You know, it's too late. The power is gone. It's out. It's done. These women now think it's okay to have sex as much as they want. They don't think there's anything wrong with that. You're not going to change their mind. I think it's far too late. You indoctrinated these women at a very young age. You know, this is what they grew up believing. I was lucky enough to grow up watching the 90s X-Men cartoon. You should watch it. It's incredible. That's what I was indoctrinated into. You know, personal freedom, the responsibility of the individual, you know, all that sort of thing. You indoctrinated them with this bullshit. This fuck anyone you want, and damn the consequences. You're a woman. You will just do whatever you like, and that's exactly what men do. Because, yeah, like any man actually does what he wants. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. Too late. The genie's out of the bowl. You've lost the privilege. You're not getting it back.
This is especially true for young women.
No.
Saying no means I will not be defined by anyone else. Not by feminists, and not by men's sexual desires. That is female power.
So it is actually women going their own way, then. That's fantastic. How interesting.
This is a good segue to my third pillar of a new feminism. Men. It is easy for feminists to forget this, but it was men who gave up their monopoly on political power and gave women the right to vote. Men who invented birth control, the refrigerator, the washing machine, and so many other devices that liberated women. And men are different from women. Academics like to speculate that men and women are basically the same, that they're only socialized differently. But as George Orwell famously noted, that's an idea that only an intellectual would be foolish enough to believe.
Well, I think you make a really compelling point, and I am totally persuaded. The feminists are crazy. This women going their own way movement that you're creating is great, and I really agree with it. I honestly think this is actually a genuinely healthy thing. I don't think you're going to get the feminists back on board. You know, this will lead to a more decent society, and that's not what they want. Why would you think that's what they want?
Moreover, the sexes need each other. For example, women civilize men. It's what we're supposed to do. But in order to accomplish this critical task, we must preserve our dignity, not be afraid to use the word no, and see men as partners, not as competitors, let alone oppressors. That's the way to a new feminism and the way to a better world for both sexes.
I don't know whether I should actually put this on the internet or not, because I don't think the feminists will have figured this point out yet, but this woman is trying to co-opt feminism in the same way that feminism co-opts practically everything it gets its greasy hands on. And that is amazing. This woman is clearly for common sense and decency. And if there is one thing that feminism has never been in favor of, it seems that it's common sense and decency.